It'll be 8 candidates on stage for the first Republican presidential debate. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, tonight in Milwaukee, hosted by Fox, and Fox's Bill Malugin's there.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy, they're going to take center stage. Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley are going to be standing right next to each other, which is interesting because Haley was attacking Ramaswamy over his foreign policy, saying it's going to make America unsafe if he's elected. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, his campaign tells Fox News they do expect some knives to be out for Governor DeSantis because most of the polls show him in second place behind Donald Trump. They think that's going to put a little bit of a target on his back.
The other candidates there tonight, Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, Asa Hutchinson, Mike Pence, and Tim Scott. No Donald Trump. He's skipping it. India is the first country to land a spacecraft on the far side of the moon in one piece. A lander named Vikram, carrying a rover called Pragyan, touched down a few minutes ago. The mission is to study their surroundings for about one lunar daytime. That's 2 weeks here on Earth. A Russian spacecraft that was supposed to land on the moon's far side Monday crashed on Saturday. Another Indian craft crashed in 2019. India is now the fourth country to soft land anywhere on the moon after the U.S., Russia, and China. Missing people's relatives are asked to provide DNA samples to help identify wildfire victims in Hawaii.
More than 1,000 names are still on the FBI's unconfirmed list of people who are unaccounted for in the wake of wildfires that destroyed Lahaina on Maui. So far, the Family Assistance Center has collected DNA from only 104 families, which has hindered the efforts to identify remains discovered in the ashes. Maui's prosecuting attorney is running the center and is seeking to reassure people that any samples would only be used to help identify fire victims and would not be entered into any law enforcement databases or used for other purposes. Hawaii officials have expressed concern that by releasing a list of the missing, they would also be identifying some people who have died. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
There are border boys remaining in the Rio Grande River for now after a court hearing in which the federal judge did not immediately rule.
Much of the federal court hearing in Austin centered around exactly where the buoys were. The governor has said they had the right to install them as part of a border crossing barrier in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass. But the Justice Department said the state had no right and that Mexican officials have been angry, and they're insisting the buoys were placed on the Mexican side of the river. Governor Abbott acknowledged Monday they'd moved the barriers out of an abundance of caution. The judge questioned why state officials would move the buoys if they were confident they were on the U.S. side. He ordered each side to submit written closing arguments by Friday and said he would rule on the matter as soon as he could after that. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Republican presidential debate is tonight in Milwaukee, also hosting the Republican convention next summer. The Democrats' convention was there in 2020, but that was mostly virtual because of COVID, so not many people booking rooms or eating out. There's a lot of that for the debate.
The event is only one night, but it will provide a bit of a windfall for hotels, restaurants, and other local businesses. It's estimated the GOP debate will bring roughly 7,000 people into the city. Adam Jodish with the Hotel and Lodging Association told Fox 6 in Milwaukee these opportunities fuel optimism.
When we see some of these larger events come in and see it kind of push out into the surrounding areas, it's really great.
The city considers tonight's event a test run for next year's Republican National Convention, which is expected to bring to Milwaukee at least 7 times more people. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former Suffolk County, New York Police Chief James Burke is arrested again, accused of trying to solicit sex from an undercover park ranger. Burke spent 40 months in prison for beating a handcuffed man suspected of stealing pornography and other items from his department SUV. He resigned in 2015, just before those federal beating and cover-up charges. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A juvenile in custody and follows a shooting last week at a Domino's Pizza across from Eastern Illinois University. Charleston police say it happened August 15th at the Domino's on Lincoln. Investigators believe a man shot during an argument with another person there. And investigations underway after a fire destroyed a Muhammad warehouse. That blaze began Saturday night in the 600 block of Hickory Street. The flames destroyed three of the four warehouse bays, caused several explosions on the premises. The good news, there were no injuries to report. FBI dive team helping out the Decatur Police Department. This week, the dive team attempting to recover evidence that's been discarded in Lake Decatur. Initial dive site took place on the southeast side of Rees Bridge Road. And a reminder, it's hot in the state of Illinois. Whatever your plans are, find ways to stay cool inside or drink plenty of water. The heat this week is nothing to mess with. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5, and to our 8 o'clock hour we go as we take a look at our weather. Brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they have their ukulele jam at the Phillips Rec Center tonight after 6:30. Wednesdays are work days in the morning from 9 to 11. They have the free teen hangout at Blair Park after 3:30 on Fridays. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Yes, Mr. Sawyer, we are enduring, and I talked to a guy who works outside. The foreman didn't want to get up very early, right. So they're working when it's hot, and I said, you guys ought to start at 5:30 in the morning, man.
Yeah.
Just get done, because this heat is really serious the next couple of days, sir, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. That's why a lot of the folks in the ag world and, farming tend to, get going at 2, 3 in the morning, crank up the lights, get the chores going, take a break, between about 10 and 4 and try to wrap it up in that late afternoon, or more likely early in the evening hour before sundown. So, yeah, about the toughest combination of heat and humidity we've had this summertime season, which goes to say it hasn't been all that bad. We've had our issues here and there on occasion. But, yeah, care and caution, as Mr. Miller had pointed out, is the operative weather word, keeping an eye on one and other. Record high for the day today is 98, set back in 1947. We'll fall a little shy, about 95, but feeling like about 110 as the day wears on. What may help is a little bit of a breeze, kind of getting gusty as the day wears on, and a sunny sky. Temperatures already between 75 and 80 out there, and those dew points are a surgeon. That'll keep us warm tonight. A slow drop off in temperatures, about 75, 76 of the overnight low. A bit of a southwest breeze for the day tomorrow. It's the toughest combination, up to around 98. Heat index values putting to probably a range of about 112 to 115, and that could be a record high tomorrow. Record high for tomorrow is 96, setback in 1947 as well. Southwest wind. We do get a cold front to come through the area, the first of two. Not much any organized moisture. One or two lone thunderstorms, if that, late tomorrow night, early and late in the day on Friday, 93, but a drop in temperature later in the day. Then northeast winds, quick drop in temperature, I should say humidity, for the weekend, especially Saturday morning, a much better feel with a lower 80s Saturday, upper 70s for high Sunday and Monday, back to near 80 for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stephen D. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Hi, it's Stevie J, and I've got a Stever offer for you. So maybe you or someone you know in your life needs a battery. Maybe it's a motorcycle battery, even a golf cart battery, boat battery, car or truck battery. It's a battery from Interstate Batteries. I'll give you $150 toward that purchase. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. They're terrific. Go talk to Mark Martinez. He's at Interstate Batteries, which is on North Madison Champaign. They're terrific. So go to GoStever.com. If you're not registered, it'll take a minute to sign in, accept offers, and make sure you click that thing, and you'll have a chance at $150 for a battery from Interstate Batteries, all part of our Stever deal. Have to use this within 7 days, and you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. That's all I ask from you. Make sure you get registered if you're not already. GoStever.com. I'm giving you my money. You buy stuff and keep it. Interstate Batteries, all part of our Stever program at GoStever.com. Thanks for listening.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have. We're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard. Sometimes, you know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have helped us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
So there's a guy named Oliver Anthony that has just gone viral, and there's like 32 million views at least of the song Rich Men North of Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is a song. I've got to do a little editing, but the thing that is so compelling is the authenticity and the frustration in his voice. And so people are hearing this and sharing it with like-minded people, but it's just frustration in how much stuff costs and how it's hurting all of us. And this is, you know, recorded somewhere in the backwoods somewhere, and the guy just speaks from passion. And this is a social media phenomenon. They're thinking, because of the clicks on YouTube, that he's making $40,000 a day.
Mm.
That's what happens when you get something that goes viral. But this is not a bit. It's not a gig. This is a passionate scream for help, essentially. So I'm going to try and be clever. And he essentially says the S word, BS stuff. And I'll try and clip them out because I kind of feel I should. But you can just hear his passion.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for both days, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. All it is, living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, 'cause your dollar ain't sh- and it's taxed to no end. Look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to.
Oh, you can hear the like extreme me. Authenticity people and passion like in some of the things going on, and he just expresses it in song. And, you know, he's a nice voice and plays guitar well.
Yeah.
But the compelling part of it is just how unbelievable passion that he exudes, and that's why it's gone viral. And
Oliver Anthony.
Oliver Anthony, YouTube, it's sitting there all day long, and it is number one on the Billboard charts.
Okay.
From a nothing nobody to this, because of the message that everybody's connecting with.
Yep.
I mean, I see this at a Trump rally, don't you?
Right.
Donald Trump brings him out.
I know across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting, they did something on Big D and Bubba with Oliver Anthony.
Was he on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a phenomenon. It's amazing. All right, it's quarter after. Check your sports headlines.
All right, Pittsburgh over St. Louis 6-3 yesterday. Zach Thompson to the mound for that 11:35 first pitch early today here on ESPN 93.5. Across the hallway on US 105.9, Detroit over the Chicago Cubs 8-6. It's a 12-10 start there with Jameson Taillon on the mound against the Detroit. And we've got Seattle, who beat Chicago's White Sox 6-3. Michael Kopech on the mound with a 1-10 start today. State Farm Center event staff job fair is happening today. They're gearing up for a great season ahead. 3-6, in case you'd like to bring your valid ID and your Social Security card and bank information, you could be hired on the spot. We get 10,000 new season ticket sales going on as we gear up for that first game on September 2nd at 6:30 against Toledo.
I would think we'll have tickets to give away next week, but I would sure think that night game, energy, excitement, full day of tailgating, weather's going to be good, not going to be super hot. I would think that we got to have a decent crowd.
Yeah.
Again, I temper that because to get to 50,000 fans at Memorial, we're going to need to win a whole bunch of games this year too. It just takes a while to build trust, and people don't really trust us. We are one of the worst teams in the Big Ten in football in the last 10 years. And here comes Brett Bielema and goes 9-9 in the Big Ten the first 2 years. Not sure this ever happened except John Makovic, who had Jeff George. But I'm just saying this is potentially a breakthrough. If we could even get to 40 for that first game,
mm-hmm.
and then if you win, you know, a couple games and you're playing Penn State, I don't know why they're putting that at 11 a.m. That's Penn State third game. Anyway, we'll see what we do. First game, Toledo. They're going to win the MAC. They're a good team. Let's see what we got.
And it sounds like Luke Altmyer is going to be good as our starting quarterback.
Well, he was asked about that yesterday. I mean, you get this guy has gone through a lot. You know, he was this highfalutin recruit out of high school and didn't work out at Mississippi. Didn't play much quarterback. Transferred to Illinois. Was named the starter in a very good quarterback room. So, Luke, that happens. Who you call first?
Definitely my parents. You know, the people who have been with me through the whole journey have seen the ups and downs. Have seen moments where a lot of hard moments, a lot of adverse moments, and, you know, really helped me get through it. So, you know, I think they were just as excited as I was.
I bet, Luke. What about, like, you know, how'd you do this thing, man? A lot of good quarterbacks in the room. How'd you do it?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I try to get, you know, 1% better every single day, go 1-0, and like I said, just control what I can control. You know, those decisions are out of my hands.
Right.
At the end of the day, I've learned that in this business, and try to live in the moment, and, you know, I think I did a good job of that.
Yeah. Well, there's your quarterback, starting quarterback, Luke Altmyer. And it's you know, John Paddock's going to be number two. He started 13 games at Ball State last year and is supposed to be very, very good and played his best football last week, according to Brett Bielema. So we got a guy, and what could be potentially really, really exciting is what if Luke Altmyer is good? What, he's got 3 years of eligibility. Could we have a stable situation to quarterback for a while? Don't know. We're rooting for him. Sounds like a lovely, wonderful kid. I mean, he's just perfect. He's very humble. He's very appreciative. Said blessed a few times.
Uh-huh.
So he's a guy with and he's a little bit older. He's been through a few rigors, which is always good. Coaches like older guys.
Absolutely.
Because theoretically they're super mature and have been through this thing. A lot of difference if you remember your life at 18 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of difference in those 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see. Looking forward to that. All right. ESPN 93.5. Mm-hmm. Again, it's Wednesday. So remember, patio play tomorrow night. Houlihan's is always fun.
Yeah, and it's the U of I jazz majors who've come together. So there should be some talent performing between 6 and 8 tomorrow, the Spinner Parks duo.
All right. Fox Business Minute coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Panhandle Saturday. And it's going to be a tough one, to say the least, on man and beast over the next few days, with high temperatures at near record-setting levels, high humidity values as well, right off the Southern Caribbean. And not much opportunity for any meaningful rainfall really over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, or perhaps even longer. So do the best you can in all circles. 95 today, heat index past 105 up to 110, with a heat warning, excessive heat warning until until late tomorrow evening. Gusty south-southwesterly wind. Warm and muggy tonight. Slow drop off at temperatures 75 to 80 on the overnight low. Tomorrow, very hot, oppressively humid. Highs to 98, southwesterly wind. And heat index values pushing 115 for tomorrow. Maybe a thunderstorm late tomorrow night. Lows mid to upper 70s up to 92. Falling humidity later Friday. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm early and again late. Cooler, less humid weather for the weekend with sunshine 84 Saturday and upper 70s next Sunday and Monday. For Steve and Jay Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest numbers indicate a lot of people are deciding not to buy a home right now. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications to purchase a home are down to the lowest level since April of 1995. Mortgage rates are at the highest level since 2000. The group's recent average is 7.31%. Demand for both purchases and refinancings declined last week. Foot Locker shares are slumping. The shoe and sportswear retailer's sales declined in its recent quarter. It's lowering its forecast and pausing its dividend. But Kohl's is holding up better than expected. Its earnings are down from a year ago, but top predictions. Peloton says it's facing higher than expected costs from a recall, and its loss was larger than expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champaign Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
All right, 824, our Stever offer, a program where I give you money. Diane Ducey watches those as they come in.
I do.
Well, what you do is you go to GoStever.com if you want a free automobile battery.
Well, it doesn't have to be automobile. If you have a boat or some power sports where you got motorcycles, snowmobile, golf cart.
Golf carts need a lot of batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's $150 worth. It buys you a real premium battery for your vehicle if you want that.
That's right.
But it's free. You only win it once. We have you just win this thing once because there are thousands of people out there that are vying for these kinds of things. So if you are interested, all you do is go to GoStever.com, And you can get in on this and get yourself a free battery from Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable at GoSteever.com. If you're not a member, you can join.
Their location is 2504 North Mattis in Champaign.
You can put in a username and password that you'll forget and go ahead and do that. And I mean, really, does everybody remember?
And really, one entry is all we need when it comes to being part of Steever.
Yeah, just one. Yeah.
People who try to get
it. No, it doesn't matter.
A few different identities.
You can't do that either. And so, yeah, right. We understand. And so mm-hmm. we've talked to people that have various accounts. You get one account, and then we generally ask you to delete all of them, but I'll delete them for you. Just tell me which one you want to keep.
Right.
Kind of, because it's, you know, we want you to have a good opportunity.
And we want to be fair.
Trying to spread it, you know, good socialism.
Don't be a prize pig.
Socialism, spread the wealth kind of a thing.
There we go.
Distribution and all that. Okay, so the Cardinals are early today. The Cubs are early. That's really the focus is on the Chicago Cubs because they have a chance to really get this thing. And probably at this minute favored to go to the playoffs. But you got, 6 weeks left. And some games coming up that'll be very critical for Chicago to hang in there. There are three wild cards now from each National League and American League. So right now the Cubs are in there, but they're only half a game ahead of Arizona. So it's really tight. So every game turns into a pretty good game. So in US 105.9, we'll have the Cubbies, I think, just after noon.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals are starting really early. You're going to hear Cardinal baseball.
At 11:35.
10:40 on the pregame.
For 11:35 is the pregame for the Cubs with a 12:10 first pitch.
It's called getaway day, and they'll be ever after the ball game to get over to in Pittsburgh. Oh, they got a short drive. They go to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Across the state, I guess. Pittsburgh to Philadelphia. Probably take their charter. And get ready for Philadelphia over the weekend. Philadelphia is the number one team in the wild card race, so the Phillies are pretty good again. And they just came in and just gave the Cardinals. Ugh. I left that afternoon last year in the first game of the wild card best of three series against Philadelphia where the Cardinals are leading in the ninth inning by like two runs and lost.
Oh,
that was brutal. I said, I'll see you guys later. Two outs in the ninth. We're up a couple of runs. We're going to win. We didn't win.
Mm.
That was it. Philadelphia went nuts. Got to the World Series because they got hot. And then football is just around the corner. I think we're all pretty optimistic and hopeful for Illini football. But we also had the Kiwanis tip-off basketball last night. I'm not even sure where that was. But, you know, they can't do it in the postseason anymore because nobody's here. Remember, they all go pro.
Right.
So they all leave. So the Kiwanians, who've been doing this for like 100 years, wanted to keep the connection. Apparently, it's now going to be a tip-off party. So I saw a lot of pictures of all the ballplayers and Coach Underwood on Facebook last night.
Nice.
So they got together, wherever they got together. I don't know, Round Barn. I'm not sure where they go anymore. But yeah, the tip-off party is the new Kiwanian thing, apparently, but I hadn't heard a thing about it. So happy they got that done because
and it was harder at the end of the season because NIL and even the awards for the football kind of
I think those days are over.
Right.
I mean, postseason, it's like there's nobody left.
Yeah,
and yeah, they scatter. It's and listen, you think you got a basketball team this year? Just wait till next year. We're gonna have another seven new names, right? I mean, it's just gonna be a swinging. That's how it is now.
Yeah.
Football's got so many guys you don't really.
So it is a good idea to do things on the front end to me.
No, I think it's exactly what you ought to do.
Right.
I hadn't even thought of that. Hadn't heard a thing about it. All right, we're going to come back. Final half hour of the program, 217-359-2255. Any thoughts on the program? Anything at all, feel free to check in. 217-359-2255. The news coming up.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and barbecue gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and beautiful Eagle residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. 217-328-0562.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Debate night in America. 8 GOP presidential hopefuls in Milwaukee on Fox. High polling Ron DeSantis at center stage next to Vivek Ramaswamy. Both expecting attacks like Nikki Haley's charge that Vivek wants to end the special relationship with Israel.
I said that I would lead Israel to Abraham Accords 2.0, getting Saudi Arabia and Oman and Qatar into that agreement. That will take Israel into a brighter future. That's good for Israel, good for the United States.
Ramaswamy tells Fox, we can learn from Israel's tough on crime and border policies. Frontrunner Donald Trump prepares to surrender for processing at Georgia's Fulton County Jail tomorrow with cameras in the courtroom. His former attorney Rudy Giuliani surrendering today as a co-defendant. India has landed its Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft on the south pole of the moon, making it Earth's fourth space superpower after the U.S., Russia, and China. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Most of Illinois remains dangerously hot. National Weather Service says temps going to be in the 90s today. Heat index values as high as 115. There is an excessive heat warning in effect for much of the state. If you're out and about, stay cool. An Illinois woman accused of threatening to kill former President Donald Trump and his 17-year-old son, Barron, Tracy Forienza of Plainfield, facing federal charges in Florida. Prosecutors say she emailed the threats to the headmaster of a school in Palm Beach County, Florida, in May and June. In one email, she said she'd shoot Donald Trump and Barron Trump in the face any opportunity she gets. Illinois head football coach Brett Bielema is naming Luke Altmyer the starting quarterback. He'll be under center when the Fighting Illini open the season September the 2nd at Memorial Stadium against Toledo. The Starkville, Mississippi product transferred to Illinois in January. That's a look at what's happening. You're up to date. From the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Go get a free one. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and certainly use care and caution over the next 48 hours or so with this intense late season combination of heat and oppressive humidity. That excessive heat warning remaining in effect till late tomorrow evening. Cool front will slip through the area here on Friday. More seasonal temperatures and drier air to follow over the course of the weekend into next week as well. A forecast high today of about 95 with a south-southwesterly wind. A little gusty, that might help a bit with mostly sunny skies. skies and high humidity values. We'll look at the heat index values, push 110 later this afternoon. Warm and muggy tonight, lows down between 75 and 80. Tomorrow, very hot, oppressively humid, mostly sunny, up to 98 on a gusty southwest wind, and heat index values pushing close to 115. By Friday, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, partly cloudy, high temperature around 92 as humidity drops, cooler, less humid for the day Saturday into Sunday, weekend highs of 84 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting at Pia's for our kickoff event after 3 p.m. on Friday, September 1st. The Illini will face Toledo at 6:30 on Saturday. We'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. The first U of I football game is the 83 Rose Bowl reunion. We're planning on some special guests to join myself, Lante, and Derek Piper on the air live from Pia's Friday, September 1st as we say, go Illini. Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champaign Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, so earlier this morning, Brother Johnny and Ed Martin, our Wednesday feature, Ed with the Phyllis Schlafly Group, Eagle Forum. Ed Martin was emceeing an event, standing next to Donald Trump for an hour and a half last night. So he had some thoughts about that. It's on the podcast. You want to go to steviejay.com. But he referenced, got very passionate about Joe Biden speaking in Maui. Now, you got to remember this disaster that is Maui. I don't know what the official dead count is, but if there's 800 people or 1,000 people missing, where are they? They've probably been incinerated.
Right, and they're asking people to turn in the DNA samples.
They're trying to find them. So we're talking about people that melted and died, and it was horrific and one of the worst things we've ever seen ever in America. And our president, this is going to be a little bit fingernails on a chalkboard, because I heard this and I was thunderstruck. I couldn't believe it.
I don't want to
compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond, and hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters.
It was a kitchen fire put out in a few minutes. This was not the same. You don't try and compare your loss of your potential loss of your Corvette. So it was just one of those things you're going, he doesn't know the gravity of this thing, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
And I guess, you know, would you have this
the
president?
The death toll is at 115.
Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, there's 1,000 people missing. So where are they? Right. By now, wouldn't they have been able to check in with somebody?
Right.
We have no idea how many kids were involved. Would you have Joe Biden pet sit for you right now? I mean, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have him pet sit. I wouldn't have him dog sit. Listen, it's going north. On the age, it happens. You're not as strong. Your memory isn't as good. Things,
right.
And what you think is clever and funny. I mean, we've all been around people, most likely at Windsor Savoy or Clark Lindsay. Good days, bad days. This is president of the United States. At some point, and Donald Trump is 77, at some point, you got to look at these folks and say, we really love you and appreciate your service, mm-hmm. but time's up. We got to have an age limit. You just can't have 85-year-old Chuck Grassley's a Republican. Nancy Pelosi's 80-something. You have Dianne Feinstein's trying to hold on to her seat. She's like 90
yeah,
in bad health. It just might be one of those, you have term limits for presidents. Why not term limits for everybody? Just say, thank you. You're awesome. Now you got to go back and do your thing where
Dianne
you were.
Dianne Feinstein's 90.
Yeah. Terrible health.
Mm-hmm.
And now her daughter's suing for, I don't know what the heck's going on with that. But she's like, she got the, whatever the, when you're in charge of somebody's life, you know, you make the decisions, but then there's some other issues.
Like guardianship.
Yeah, or, yeah, that kind of thing. Anyway, there's that, because we did reference it. Okay, sports headlines coming up.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th. 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Sports headlines. Luke Altmaier said he's going to call his parents, and he did.
Yes.
And then I don't know if you saw Twitter last night, but all the captains that were elected by their team called whoever they were calling, And it was a Twitter video of all the players, and honestly, I didn't recognize, but boy, you could tell. One of them was Isaiah Williams, who will start his show on Monday with Lon and Derek on our weekly visit with Isaiah Williams. He'll be in Philo Monday, by the way. Anyway, so there are all these big guys, and I wasn't sure who was who, because I don't recognize them. I'm like, basketball, you recognize
them? Right.
Anyway, and the people are screaming and laughing at, Mom, I'm captain. I'm a captain.
Nice.
And it's a great moment.
And it just kind of reaffirms that hashtag family.
Yeah, well, and you can tell these very impressive young men.
Yeah.
And you like that, where you see some depth in character.
Yeah.
Based on everything they're doing, the motion, the crying, and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to recruit great athletes, but can you recruit great athletes with character?
Yeah.
And, you know, that they'll behave and all these other things. Anyway, really cool on Twitter. If you missed it, it's an Illini feed. It's out there about all the captains that were elected, calling their most important person they want to talk to. Mm-hmm. Tip Reisman is the tight end.
Uh-huh.
He called his wife because he's married.
Okay.
In any event, it was really, really cool. And I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't want to be disappointed. I just think we're going to be, particularly that defensive front seven, I want to see how that works.
I'm just seeing the video and going through the different athletes.
Yep.
and how they're smiling, and you get this side of it, and then you hear the conversation. Wow, this is a great tap into if you follow on Twitter under Illinois football.
Illinois football, you see that. All right, we got early ball games
today.
11:35,
Pittsburgh and St. Louis. You're on ESPN 93.5, and Detroit and Cubs at 12:10 over on US 105.9. So that's essentially sports. I'm okay. Diane Ducey.
All right. And again, it was you can hear just some of the sound. This is our starting quarterback, about who he's calling after he was named starting quarterback.
Definitely my parents. You know, the people who have been with me through the whole journey have seen the ups and downs, have seen moments where a lot of hard moments, a lot of adverse moments, and, you know, really helped me get through it. So, you know, I think they were just as excited as I was.
Well, that's cool. And he sounds like a great kid. And they made the announcement in front of the team. And he said, I was so gratified by the reaction. Because it was a little more competitive this year than we've had in the past. Tommy DeVito was named. Everybody thought it was Tommy DeVito. I don't think Tommy DeVito was named 7, 8, 10 days out. So, this, you know, to give him a week now. Of course, you got a game. You got to get all the reps in, I guess. Maybe it was last week, a week ahead. But Tommy DeVito was good. Is Luke Altmaier that good? What if he's better? So I'm excited to see game one. Can't
I guess
wait to see.
Our Big Ten commissioner, Tony Petitti, was on campus. There's pictures of him at Memorial Stadium and with Josh Whitman, our athletic director.
Sure, he's making 14 stops then.
Uh-huh.
Probably making that tour like the Big Ten Network did. Hey, next year it's 18 teams.
Wow.
And we got to play UCLA at UCLA next year. Okay. Let's go. Let's play. Weather coming up.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Join Fighting Illini Football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd, to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at FightingIllini.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and certainly use care and caution over the next 48 hours or so with this intense late season combination of heat and oppressive humidity. That excessive heat warning remaining in effect till late tomorrow evening. Cool front will slip through the area here on Friday. More seasonal temperatures and drier air to follow over the course of the weekend into next week as well. A forecast high today of about 95 with a south-southwesterly wind. A little gusty, that might help a bit with mostly sunny skies at high humidity values. We'll look at the heat index values, push 110 later this afternoon. Warm and muggy tonight, lows down between 75 and 80. Tomorrow, very hot, oppressively humid, mostly sunny, up to 98 on a gusty southwest wind, and heat index values pushing close to 115. By Friday, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, partly cloudy, high temperature around 92 as humidity drops, cooler, less humid for the day Saturday into Sunday, weekend highs of 84 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
All right, so we got the Half Century of Progress show beginning tomorrow.
Yeah, that's at the National Aviation Center in Rantoul. That's what we call Chanute these days. Mm-hmm. And it starts tomorrow, but goes through Sunday. So if you're thinking a little on the warm side, no problem. You can come back and there's areas where you can do different things, of course. This is a huge show. It's going to be great.
You handed me something from the State Fair 4-H.
Yeah.
Where we had some champions, Ashlyn Estes, Kyle Roosevelt, Olivia
Shike,
mm-hmm. Harper Shike, Avery Watson, Grace Wehrle, reserve grand champions, Kaylee Estes, Lucas Harriet, Ava Price, Nathaniel Wiesbrook, Inspire Award winners, Lucille Wiesbrook. They all did different projects in one big.
And a lot of them from Rocket Nation,
yeah,
in our area in Southern Champaign County.
Philo, Sudors.
Uh-huh.
Where's my Tolona group? Anyway, 4-H is...
I think we come over to Philo.
One of them, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I went to 4-H State and was a state champion for photography. So... that dovetailed into me getting Larry Canfor started in photography.
That's exactly what I was thinking. No wonder.
Bald-faced lie, sir. but I had a little photo montage, I think five pictures of Eddie Bill's attempt. My cousin was in town. I found a camera in the attic. It was 1947 camera, and she worked. And it was a little black and white pictures thing about Eddie building a tent.
Cool moment for me, Stevie. Owen is playing the organ for St. Thomas in Philo, and he was coming out of church. Ice Cream Social was happening, and he said, I heard you talk at the 8th grade career fair and talk about how you kind of got started being alongside your mom singing, playing the organ, since she played the organ for 40 years and got in front of everybody as a lector and read the Bible as a teenager, and here I am at the age of 14 doing this. And I'm like, I love the music I just heard during Mass. Good job, Owen. But that ripple effect has happened.
That's what I
Someone
mean.
I actually heard my words saying, step up now and start to get involved.
Well, congratulations, because most of the time you'll never know.
I know.
What the ripple effect is.
Exactly.
Well, good for you, Diane. Good job.
I was so honored.
That's awesome. You loved that.
I loved it.
Way to go. And I think I'm going to call Tom Plura and get him back, because there's all kinds of drum beats about COVID and that there are now a number of universities requiring face masks.
I see.
Not here yet. So I'm going to call Tom to see what the hysteria is about, because it is all about control now.
Well, Sean just texted in on our Chapman's Towing phone line about getting someone in to talk about the road conditions in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, I mean, I honestly, except for Springfield Avenue, which is a state road, I can't cite anything massively unusual.
But, I mean, I think you just take note of the location and try to make a call.
Yeah, you can. Again, who do you call and what's the deal?
Right.
So I got other things to do, but I don't. I just know that there are bumpies.
Yeah.
You know, and you just
there are a few potholes that it's like.
Well,
whoa.
Springfield's the only thing. Christian lost a car wheel. Who did?
That's pretty bad.
Well, it's $1,300, and the ramification. Well, it's called the state.
Right.
Because it's Route 10.
I see.
Who'd have thunk it?
Right.
Good luck with that. Right. I mean, You're not expecting to. All right, Diane, we'll be back tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
John Decker, who was with the president somewhere recently. He had pictures. We'll talk about that with John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent, tomorrow. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Illini fans, let's celebrate back to school and the 45th anniversary of Jet's Pizza. Now until Sunday, get 45% off. That's right, 45% off any menu-priced 4-corner or 8-corner pizza ordered online. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust that you've grown to love. Hurry! This 45% off anniversary offer on our famous 4-corner or 8-corner ends this Sunday. Use code ANV45. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have 3 wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have 3 wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Kick off your Labor Day weekend at the ballpark with the Cardinals and Pirates. On Friday, September 1st, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a snapback hat featuring the Cardinals Angry Bird logo thanks to Scott Credit Union. This unique cap is this season's must-have for hat collectors and really all people with a head. That's Friday, September 1st, the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Angry Bird Hat Giveaway. For tickets and details, visit cardinals.com/promotions.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Join Fighting Illini football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at fightingillini.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.